not Ajodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, and all other things. Sit down. You can. Can you do like this? First down and then to up. Like you should do Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, in the same line. You should do Hare Krishna in this tune. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. God Pramananda. Now you can hear? How you jumped here?
By the mercy of the Supreme Lord.
Oh, you jumped? Is it sinners?
I don't know.
Sinners of Devas?
Not yet.
Also, you should not jump others. You should have honor for superiors. No? We should learn to give respect to senior devotees of Swamiji. So you should go there and here. Understand me?
You should give some respect to those who are seniors there. That is so much.
Oh, there and then. You have any question?
Any questions you have?
They used to go and give. Oh, there are so many seniors. Like they are, I honor them. But they are so humble that they are sitting there. They used to be humble so much. And give so much honor to seniors. Then you can go up. You should learn. All should learn. At the time of taking prasadam, at the time of also kirtan, at the time of sitting anywhere, we should try to always give honor to all. In the morning, when we are doing parikrama, senior should go forward and junior gracefully, not to disturb anyone, not to disturb. Always keeping onward. If you are not giving honor and you are not humble, you cannot progress. Junior should also give honor, and seniors, they will teach them. With, like son, like younger brother, with love and affection. But they should be taught all these rules and regulations. Always try to respect seniors, always. But seniors should see also that if anyone being Shishya of Shishya, but he has so much in what? No. If he is qualified, he has given all his worldly things, and he knows all the transcendental truths, practicing Bhakti Yoga, and he is serving so much Vaishnava and Guru, then he should also respect him, always, not gossiping. In this way, we can increase all these things. You know, Swamiji preached everywhere in the world. Pujyapada Siddhartha Maharaj was sitting in Navadvip. And how he used to give him honor, you know? Now disciples perhaps not knowing, because they are concealing these things. He has so much honor for my Gurudev. so much. So his seniors, always, like Siksha Guru, like I honor my God brothers, like my Siksha Guru, to become Maharaj, Bhaman Maharaj, to others, they are his seniors. They respect so much, but I always give. So, Pujyapad Swami Maharaj was in the line of Vaishnava, Guru. So he must respect, he used to give respect to Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, Bhakti Vilasti Maharaj and all others. So we should know all the etiquettes. This is Vaishnava etiquette. Ajnana Simirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyayvacha Patitanam Pamanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayaya कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्राप्रजं समनुपेतमपेत कृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयाय भाव पुत्रीति तन्मयतया तर्वो विनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिनां तवैवास्मि न जिहामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञैराधे तं यु नो सनातन गोस्वामी ऑल्सो यू हैव perhaps heard the name of Jagadananda Prabhu. Jagadananda Prabhu, from boyhood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in Navadvip Leela also. And he was like Satyabhama, having some maan. So, Sanatan Goswami, he was the prime minister of any Muslim king, and he was so intelligent, learner of all shastras. In Puri once he came, and then he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he returned to Vrindavan. Jagadananda was there. He wanted to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, he wanted to serve so much. Sometimes anyone brought a vessel of, full pot of very fragrant Ayurved oil. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes he used to faint in Krishna consciousness. So, he brought with great care. He gave it to Govinda that, oh, you should put on the head of Mahaprabhu some oil daily. Then Govinda told to Mahaprabhu that Jagadananda has ordered me to put some oil on your head. This is Ayurvedic. Very powerful, like medicine. Mahaprabhu told humbly that take this oil to Jagannath temple and give it to for Deepak, for lamp. So he could not give put the oil on the head of Mahaprabhu. Next day, Jagadanand asked to Govinda that, have you put this oil on his head? He told us, I could not. Why? Oh, he ordered me to give this oil to Jagannath. And by thus, oh, I will have that thing. He became very upset. And he took that oil, pot, and in the front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he smashed. And all water, oil was here and there. And he became so angry. And he went from there. He went to his bhajan koti and he
locked the door.
How are you, can you say? Locked. Anyhow. One day, 2 days, he was crying. But not coming to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu thinking that, oh, he has some anger to me because I am not accepted. And that is why he has done. One day, third day, then he, on fourth day in morning he went and he knocked the door. Oh Jagdananda, but he was not replying, only weeping. Mahaprabhu told that, for 3 days I have not taken anything. Empty
stomach.
And now I am so much hungry. I am going to take bath in ocean. And very soon I am coming. Be prepared all kinds of preparations for me. And telling he went away. And he went to sea and took bath. And he again returned after 1 hour. In the meantime, Jagadananda, he took bath, changed his clothes, and then began to prepare so many kinds of vegetables, rice, dal, chapati, and so many things. Magic. In chutney of tamarind leaf, so many things. About more than 56, more than. And he brought a very big
banana leaf,
2-3. And he?
Preparation.
Govind was with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told, he requested Govind that tell Mahaprabhu to take prasadam. Mahaprabhu told that, I cannot take. Oh, there should be 2 seats and 2 leaves.
Nice.
And I will sit with Jagadananda. And we will take prasadam together. And if he is not taking, then I am going. Empty stomach. Then Jagadananda told to, not directly telling to Mahaprabhu. Not direct talk. He told to Govinda. Govinda tell Mahaprabhu that he should take gladly, and after that, when he will finish, then we will both take together remnant of Mahaprabhu. Then he told to Mahaprabhu, you should take, he will take after you. So only remnant he will take. Then Mahaprabhu took prasadam. And then after that, that remnant was divided into 2 and eternal. Then he became happy, but he was not coming directly to speak Mahaprabhu anything. Even there was some smell of mud. He went again after 2-3 days to Mahaprabhu and told that, I am going to Vrindavan. Please order me. I want your permission. Mahaprabhu, why you are going? Oh, for so many long time, I wanted to go with you, but you could not take me with you. So now I want to go and to take darshan. I want to be there and to serve Radha Krishna Kanduga. Mahaprabhu told me, you can go, but not for long time. Go and see and return back. Don't climb on the top of Govardhan. You are not qualified to be there. You can quarrel there. You can see the rules and regulations. A Brajvasi is not taking bath or what he is doing. So then you will judge according to your mentality. So you make some offenses. So don't be there. You should return back. He went anyhow. But when he left Puri and he came to border under a tree, then he was lamenting so much. Oh, why I did so mistake? I cannot be life without Mahaprabhu. I have done wrong. Should I go return? But how can I return? Then what will I answer? And he was in dilemma. What to do, not to do. One day, 2 days, he was there, weeping. Anyhow, he consoled his mind. Anyhow, I should go. Then he went to Vrindavan. And he met Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami told that you should be here and see with me all the pastime places. One day, Sanatana Goswami was out of his bhajan kuti and he was cooking. He never took any madhukari. But I am not qualified for madhukari. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they are qualified. I cannot digest. We cannot digest madhukari. We are not qualified. So he was there and cooking. And what became? Sanatana Goswami took any saffron cloth from anyone and he did like this and he returned. Then he was cooking and the pot was on fire, stove. It was so hot. It was khichdi. It was doing takbak. Takbak, you know? Why? So Sanatana Goswami, he asked Sanatana Goswami, Oh, you are very faithful to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From where this collector this cloth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He told simply that it is not of Mahaprabhu, it is of any Mayavadi here. And he gave me and I took. Oh, of Mayavadi? He at once took that pot and he then Sanatana Goswami became very humble and he was just smiling and telling, I was testing you. I know that you have so much faith on Mahaprabhu. So much faith. And you cannot bear any other the saffron cloth of Mayavadi. You are so attached to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu rebukes you. What is it meaning? He loves you so much. So he gives you madhurya ras of rebuking. And to me, Sanatana Goswami tells, Sanatana Goswami is so honorable person. He is so high class of devotee. He is superior to all. So this is like nimbaras. Nimbaras? The juice of neem tree. When Sanatana Goswami was in Puri, and Sanatana Goswami was telling himself that I'm so low, I'm so wretched person. He has some itches coming in the way, some mosquitoes has gotten, so much juice from his body was coming. Pus, very bad smelling. And Mahaprabhu, what he used to do? To embrace him. And Sanatana Goswami Yogi just said, don't touch Prabhu, don't touch Prabhu. But then Sanatana Goswami met with Jagdananda and then told, what should I do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always wants to embrace me, and I'm so wretched, and disease, and what coming?
First coming,
and Mahaprabhu touches me. What should I do? Should I return to Vrindavan? Yes, you should go to Vrindavan. Don't be here. Otherwise, Mahaprabhu will touch you, and he may have some disease, so you should quickly go. Mahaprabhu heard this and told to Jagadan, oh Jagai, you are a boy of only 2 days and you are being instructor of Sanatana Goswami. How he is superior, and you have dared to give some intelligence and advice. Don't think you like that you are so of 2 days only, boy only, having no intelligence. He gets that we should honor, especially those who are pure devotees, they should be humble and try to give honor to others. This is only way to progress in Krishna consciousness. Now we should come to our point. Oh, now it is 7. Come to with me in Vrindavan or Mathura. We concentrate your minds, no? You know that all the human beings in the whole world, even you are in America, the richest person now it is in the whole world, and you are making so much money, your house is full of all kinds of comforts and everything, very very beautiful wife you have, and when she becomes of 1 year, 2 years, you can divorce, and again you pick up
new one.
And very good children, qualified, everything is okay. Having 2, 3, 4, 5 dogs, no harm. But even there are so many problems. All are suffering, especially those who are rich, more suffering than everyone. So in this world, anyone is not happy. And this life is full of misery, problems, difficulties, sorrow, suffering, and oldness also, and so many things. So rogues, full of rogues, diseases. In this world there is none who has never tasted any kinds of suffering, sorrows or problem. I think among you there are so many rich persons. But any of you can raise hand that I have never had any problem without problem, and I am always all time I'm happy. Can anyone tell? Oh, today in morning you are telling that I'm sick. I remember. So in this world there are none. Whether he can be king, prime minister, president or anything. Only if there is any devotee surrendered to Krishna, he may be happy. But he will tell, I am not happy. He never will tell. What he will tell? Oh, very big problem. Why I am alive? Why I am not dying? Because I have no darshan of Krishna. So in this world, anyone is not happy. So all the jivas, they want happiness. There are so many sufferings, problems in this world, and all are unhappy. That is why all want pure happiness. But it is absurd in this maya sansar, in this material world, anyone can have that. That is why all the Vedas has told, sukham me bhuyat, dukham me ma bhuta. All the Vedas are telling that we should always be happy. Always happiness comes to me. And suffering should not come. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told, karmanyarahmananang dukkhattai sukhayaca pashet pakam viparyasam mithunin charinam. In whole world, all are trying to have happiness. They want to be happy. For this, they try themselves are mixing with wife and husband, sometimes whole family, sometimes like Sanyukta Rashtra, assembly of all the United Nations. They try, but they cannot check wars, they cannot check anything, because they are themselves having so many problems. If they have so many problems, how they can solve other problems? They cannot. So it is told that we are trying for happiness, but our sufferings are so strong. They come and they keep their fists on our head and forcibly. What? We'll have to taste. Possibly. We are bound to test them. Can you have any remedy to escape from old age? Never. From death? Never. So all want that I should be happy. But only wanting will do. All want. But all are dukhi. All are suffering. But it cannot be told that always they are unhappy and they have no a piece of happiness. Oh, they have. But that happiness is like a very little. And at once they pass away. Again, second. Always problems coming, suffering coming like waves. We say that this problem we will solve and we will be happy. In the meantime you are saying more bigger problem coming. So we are bound to this. Something coming from when you are married, at once you are saying that at the day of marriage. Oh, very beautiful, very beautiful. And next day we will see, she will want some ornaments and so many things. Or she will first control that you should not love anyone. If you have any girlfriend, you should. Oh, he cannot do. And so many problems come. So, in this world there is no pure happiness. But we, anyhow, we want pure happiness. And what is pure happiness? There is happiness, but not in this world. And that is called Brahmananda. What a jiva can taste in himself, if he can attain salvation, then he can test Brahmananda, no distress at all. But Brahmananda is also not pure, not any affirmative, negative way. Like, what is negative? What negative? If a man has caught anyone and he was going to choke his. Then he was crying, save me. And he was about to die. And he was pushing. But anyone came and saved him. And then he stood up and now I'm saved. So this is salvation and this is Brahmananda's life. Not positive anything. But if you are serving Krishna, really that is happiness. Otherwise not. Krishna is embodiment of Ananda. I am Anandam, I am Brahma. If you are not following, serving, chanting, remembering Krishna, you cannot be happy in any way. So this is called not Brahmananda, this is called prema, love and affection to Krishna. And these are so many various of kinds. So he wants happiness, but he does not know what is happiness. Really, this to serve Krishna and the love and affection of gopis, serving Krishna, and they are having so much ananda, ananda pure. So, really we want like such love and affection, but we don't know what is that. But we want to happiness like such. Oh, if anyone wants to be happy, Krishna has transformed into Shastra. So in Shastra is written that if you will follow my instructions, you can have that kind of love and affection. So Shastra has told. And in all Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam is Amal Shastra, to whom you can rely or believe. He cannot cheat you, because Srimad Bhagavatam is the embodiment of Krishna himself. For in all Shastra it has been written that if you will serve Krishna, then you will really be happy. If you are chanting, remembering Krishna, then by doing bhakti to Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna will be happy, and then you must be happy. But Srimad Bhagavat was telling,
he is telling some difference. What? Srimad Bhagavata is telling, oh, all jivas, you have no power, no, you have no qualification that you can serve Krishna. Never you can. You are like powerless. You cannot serve. You cannot call Krishna. Never you can call. All Shastra has told that you should remember and call Krishna. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam. Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. It has told in Vishnu Purana or other Purana, not in Srimad Bhagavata. So all Shastra has told that you should do bhajan to Krishna. But Srimad Bhagavata, what is telling? Oh, you cannot call Krishna. Oh, Krishna is descending to call you. He is so merciful. Out of mercy, he has descended to this world. You cannot go there. Answer. Can you go to Vrindavan, Gokul, Navadvip, Dham there, Shwetadvip? You cannot go. You cannot call him. But Krishna is so, the Krishna of Srimad Bhagavatam is so merciful. He took his flow and he descended to this earth in Vrindavan and he was calling to all. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, you should only hear from, you should give your ears. Only ears. Not I don't want anything. Guru, the real guru, qualified guru, one little. Oh, give your ears to me. I don't want anything. Your wealth, your anything I don't want. I want your ears. And I want to purify your ears. And by ears, I will give something in your heart that you will be happy forever. Transcendental happiness will come to you. Other, there is no other process to be happy. You are crying for Krishna, but your crying has no power. How your crying? I am giving an example. Our crying is like this. Oh, there was a very beautiful class, very powerful class. All the devotees were there. And those who were speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, telling Harikatha, he has so much ear. And also
long
ear. And it was quietly, it has become white. And he was telling like this and that. And his ears were all very attentively hearing. And an old lady, oh, he was sitting there and always weeping, 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 tears coming. The Sadhu Baba who was speaking Harikatha, when it was finished the class, all went gracefully. And lady was there. He called that lady, oh mother, oh, you are a very high class of devotee. My what Harikatha touched your heart and why you are weeping so bitterly? Then he again began to weep more and telling that, Baba, what to tell? I have a what? Not Bakari, Bakari. Male goat. And he was so strong. And he has so much beard like you, just. Sometimes I used to give something to eat, and then he happily used to eat like this. And so So when you are telling Baba Harikatha, your yes, like my, I remember always my that goat, and anyone has just stolen away, what to do? I am weeping for that. So our calling to Krishna is like that. So it may be some semblance, but not semblance, pratibimba.
Reflection.
Our arti should be pure. Oh, we cannot have that kind of arti. Arti means?
Sincere prayer.
With separation mode, from heart, core of heart. But Krishna has this thing. And that is why he descended. Oh, lakhs and lakhs, koti. More than us, he is weeping for us. Because he is father of father, beloved of beloved. He has so much love and affection for us. Oh, they are suffering so much for getting me. They cannot come to me. They cannot even call me, weeping bitterly, not hot milk. So I must go to them. And that is why he descended. With his flow, his all beauty, essence of the, all the beauty he took, and he came. And he is calling us, but we are not hearing. Try to realize this. Sarvabhuta manoharam ajak jagam kalau bam disha manoharam. Oh, he took his flute and he was singing on cling, and he was calling. But we cannot hear this sound also. We are not so much qualified. So we cannot go to Krishna and call. That is why Krishna came. Even in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, conjugal both, they came. Only to call us. And he went here and there, and he took sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu life. So Bhagavata is telling like this. Nigama kalpataror galitanga phalam sukham khad amrit dravasulindhitam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika. Krishna became like fruit, nigam kalpataru fruit. No, nothing. Only a rasa. And he was brought by whom? Sukadeva Goswami in Guru Parampara. So, Krishna has descended to this world to call us. Why? Oh, don't be suffering. Be happy. Transcendental happiness you should have and to give. But we are not qualified even to this. We don't want to be transcendental happy. Oh, Bhagavata is telling, Kangva Dayalum Saranam Brajan. He is asking to all others, Ved, Upanishad, Puran, Mahabharata, Ramayana, to all, Srimad Bhagavati is questioning, Kangva Dayalum Saranam Brajima. He is asking, but none is replying. And then Srimad Bhagavata himself, Oh Bakiyam Stanakal Yutam. Even a demon like Putana, always taking the flesh and new bloods of babies everywhere. So this demon, and went to kill Krishna. And what Krishna did? He changed his clothes, he changed his body, and he sent to Vaikuntha. More than that. So we should try to serve Krishna and to hear Krishna. We should be qualified. How you can? Or throw any qualified devotee. Like guru, devotee, something. You, without, you cannot go. So all, Shastra told that all human want happiness and they want to meet with Krishna. But Bhagavad tells what? Bhagavan wants jeev. You know also that in all Shastra it has been told that when Krishna went to Mathura and Gopi was feeling separation, then all Shastra are telling what? That Gopis sent any Hansa, swan, where? To Mathura to tell their separation news, how they are suffering. But Srimad Bhagavat is telling another thing, what? Krishna was suffering so much. And he was suffering so much that he had to send
Uddhava,
his messenger. Understanding? Gopis are not sending, but Krishna is sending because he is so merciful. So merciful. So bhakti is so much katar for Bhagavan. Katar means? Always suffering, always weeping, separation, feeling separation, hankering. But Srimad Bhagavat was telling opposite. Krishna is hankering from his devotees. Always. Krishna always calling